This is unbelievable. Who put the fucking cameras in this place?
Oh, who the fuck are you?
I'm the guy who does his job. You must be the other guy.
Do your fucking job!
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass, ball!
Rhyme.
Andrew even. 287 coming at you. Do your fucking job.
For the love of God, it's not that complicated. You were hired to do a fucking job. Just do it. Just do that job. Okay?
It's a rough one out there.
Bitch,
man.
About something? Bitch about it when you're done doing it. Do the shit and then talk about it. Don't fucking. But I don't That's not in my job description. Get the fuck out of here. I asked you to do it. Do it. We'll talk about it later. Needs to be done. Get it done.
Absolutely. And the place I work, we built in 1 month, they built like a mini power plant with 2 gas turbines. And it is so shitty. It is the worst, like, shoddy, like, joke of, yeah, some guy almost died, and I've just been dealing with the stupidest, dumbest motherfuckers of all time, man.
Well, I mean,
it's brutal.
I mean, it bears the question, right? Like, why spend the time and the money and the resources if you're not gonna fucking do it right?
That's right, and that's the theme of the episode, because it's been a rough couple weeks, man, dealing with these fucking idiots, dude. Holy shit, this one guy I'm pretty sure is illiterate. I tried to have him sign on this tag out twice, and he just stared at the page blankly, like, here's the pen, you sign right here, like, and he's just holy god, man, it's mind-numbing.
What am I saying?
I also think, like, we're at the cushiest time in the history of humanity.
The cushiest time.
Yeah, why, that's right. Yeah. Your Wi-Fi, your fast food, your fucking convenient bullshit. Like,
oh yeah, yeah.
You the work hungry? Ethic. The right, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you have no fear of starving. Like, you have no fear of, like, not having a place to have shelter. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the driving force behind effort, right? Unsolicited effort is survival.
Oh yeah, yeah, and it's crazy.
It's survival. It's like to your point. I mean, I was just talking about this with the kid the other day. He was like, "Man, I'm so glad I didn't grow up in like fucking 1600, like on a horse and buggy and shit." He's like, "Dude, it would have taken us a week to get to school."
Hell yeah, it would have. And so I think that's why they're so goddamn incompetent, lazy. And one of the guys was called Emed, not Ahmed. It's like a Middle Eastern guy. And like at the beginning of the thing, I was like, this guy's pretty cool, man. And then he was such a snake charmer. And like, he was the worst. Like by the end, it's like, I hate this guy. He just was on his phone all day today with like pointing the finger at me. Well, do not talk to me.
Like, yeah.
Fuck, man. So you'll hear some gutter mouth Viva America based on that motherfucker.
Well, there you go. Fuck that guy specifically.
A song that would
all
not
the people
be
in the world.
Appreciate it.
All the people in the world, fuck that guy.
Yeah, man, it's been a rough one, and what the hell, dude? Crazy shit.
I mean, how about this, man? Like, my company is quickly and rapidly realizing that the people that are worth their fucking salt at the job that I do are done. They're done. They will take no more bullshit from them. And so they're like, well, we might give you guys raises. And everybody else is like, yo, you could give me a fucking double my pay, and I would still walk out this door, because that's how much of a piece of shit you are.
Jesus, man. Yeah, there's like, that factor too.
I'm talking about disintegration of a company from the top down. It's eating itself alive, and it's crazy to watch. Like, I mean, because it's all the things that we've always talked about with, you know, the evil empire, if you will, right? The fucking corporations, and they always want to pass the buck. They always want to blame somebody else. They never take accountability, responsibility. All they care about is profitability and how they can squeeze the most out of every fucking person so that they can draw the most against it. Right? So we find ourselves in these positions where the people at the top are sitting real goddamn comfortable and not understanding why those of us at the bottom are like, yo, what the fuck? I can barely afford the gas in my car to get to work. And you want to talk to me about, like, your 17th helicopter?
Yeah, fuck the billionaires and, yeah, just, but come on. You're getting a decent wage. Do your fucking job. You're there. You may as well do it. That's the theme of the show. We're going to play some warm music.
Absolutely. You know, and that's the thing. And that's what I try and tell the people that I work with every day. Yeah, but you know what? The pay is to do a fucking job. So show up, do your fucking work, do what you're supposed to do, and then you actually have a goddamn leg to stand on that's worth bitching about, that someone may actually listen to. Because if you're a fuck-off, do-nothing, lazy slob motherfucker, guess what? When you go to cry to management about how it's tough and it's so hard, are they going to listen to that shit? They're going to be like, well, why don't you try? That'd be a good place to start. And we start with trying. And then we can go from there.
All right.
So, yeah, I'm fired up, man.
What are you drinking, you bastard?
Give myself a little fresh perspective.
All right. I got some Ubedink. Some Ubedink. I'm dizzy, and after that hypnotic can.
This is Third Street Ale Works, yep.
All right, party people.
I gotta give shouts out to Third Street Ale Works, man. They're in Santa Rosa, right? That's like a really, I would say, probably being that close to, you know, Russian River.
Oh, yeah.
A very strong beer market where, you know,
they can probably
charge a lot of money and whatever. They're one of the most consistent, cost-effective quality beers I've come across. I don't think I've ever had a six-pack from them that was over 15, or I mean a four-pack that was over like $15. Like $14.99.
That's
like,
a lot.
Doesn't matter. That's a lot.
All right.
Well, there's fucking revisions that are $27.99 a four pack.
Dude, you live in a metropolis hellhole, and I'm sorry, but we're going to play music now. Here we go. Coming up, I've actually made like 3/4 of the show. Kendrick Lamar. Here we go. It's in my fucking DNA.
That
to be a hard goddamn working motherfucker. Here we go. Rhyme.
My track, too.
Rhyme.
And the genetics of treason.
Views on police brutality with that line in the song, quote, and we hate the popo, want to kill us in the street.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though ambition flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, is born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, which yells you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that put the kids to bed, this that I got realness. I just kill shit cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I been through probably offend you, this is Barla's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've done so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial extrovert, and excellent mean an extra work. And absentness, what the fuck you hurt? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff gonna be this case. The reason my power's here. Salute the truth and the prophecy.
Forever Dead Nigga Association.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
This is why I say that hip-hop has done more damage to young African-Americans than racism.
What nigga?
This is my heritage, I'm inheriting money and power, the maker of emeritus. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation, but DNA an abomination. This how it is when you in the matrix, dodging bullets, reaping what you're sowing, stacking up the footage, living on the going, sleeping in the villa, sipping from a Grammy, walking in the building, diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floors, peaches out the window, peeking out the window, baby in the pool, Godfather goes, only Lord knows. I've been going hammer, dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras, eating four daughters, Brock wearing sandals, yoga on a Monday, stretching to the fan, watching all the snakes. Curving all the fakes, phone never own. I don't camera stand, I don't compromise. I just penetrate, sex, money, murder. These are the breaks, these are the times. Level number 9, look up in the sky. Tennis on the way, tennis on the way, tennis on the way. Motherfucker, I got winners on the way. You ain't shit without a buddy on your belt. You ain't shit without a ticket on your plate. You ain't sick enough to put it on yourself. You ain't rich enough to hit the light escape. Tell me when destruction gonna be my fate. Gonna be a freak, gonna be a freak. Peace to the world, let it rotate. Sex, money, murder, IDNA.
Shows inside my DNA.
Give me some
DNA.
Give me some
real nigga in my DNA. Ain't no hole inside my
DNA.
Work. Diamonds all in my brain, nigga. Gold watches, gold chain, nigga. 100,000 champagne, nigga. Yeah, my money insane, nigga. Yeah, I'm making it rain, nigga. But I was just on a plane, nigga. Buying gear. Flying here, fuck what you heard, it's my time of year. If I'm in the club, I get 100 stacks. I'm always rolling up so I get love for that. Them niggas stole my swag, but I don't want it back. My nigga, I was on this, but now I'm on to that. You see it in my closet before it's on the rack. Was out there in Hawaii, now I'm going back. My nigga, I got so much money, I should start a bank. So much paper right in front of me, it's hard to think. Buy so many bottles, it's gonna be hard to drink. But I'm still growing up and my family here and they rolling up. So
the bigger the bill, the harder you ball. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you're here, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is the bigger the bill, the harder you ball. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you're here, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is
work. Hop your pretty ass up in this fucking car. Bitch, I'm out this world, girl, you know I'm a star. Used to buy rounds, but now we buy the bar. Last year they had to ask, now they know who we are. Ball shit, walk in the building, I own shit. You can tell by who I'm on the phone with. Yeah, nigga talking about grown shit. Nigga too busy jacking my swag. Need to fuck around, get your own shit. Get your own cars, get your own clothes, get your own smoke, get your own bitch. You ain't rapping my game, get your own click.
The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money low. The quicker you're here, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is the bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money low. The quicker you're here, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is
go hard. Make sure you do whatever it is that you gotta do. That's your job. And niggas gon' hate, but that's no prob. So hey, fuck them, don't need nothing from them. Some niggas talking, but the shit they claim, it don't mean nothing. It's straight from Cali, that's what's in my joint, that's what I'm puffing. OG, and been one since I was young enough to know that everybody was gonna know me. Most niggas don't see.
The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you're here, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is the bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine.
How'd I get stuck in this dead end job when I can rap? But of course my bill collectors, they ain't tryna hear that. Matter of fact, they asking Dexter when I'm playing the payback on that long line of credit that they lent me way back, way back, way back. At the turn of the century, the notice they sent to me is saying essentially, if I don't pay that balance off a loan with an extra fee, penitentiary and criminal charges are probably soon to follow if you dare disregard this. And that got me nauseous and feeling precautious, cause the fruits of my labor ain't bearing no harvest. At least as an artist, cause at least as an artist, you could call whoever when your time gets the hardest. But who you supposed to call when they all think you garbage and figure that you washed up, then it's so heartless. Cause when I call the office, they act stiffer than stars.
And this just ain't where I'm supposed to be,
man.
This just ain't where I'm supposed to be.
My best move.
This just ain't where I'm supposed to be.
Cause ain't no this just ain't where I'm supposed to be.
Cause this just ain't where I'm supposed to be.
We can't be out there like that. The whole ain't even tackle for us no more. Someone's really good.
This just ain't.
Now I'm in a situation that I can't pacify, so I'm looking through the paper, skimming through the classifieds. When I see an opportunity that can't pass me by, that I could get the job if I get this class to try and put my pride to the side. Go get a 9 to 5, cause living check to check, the only way that I survive. But though they sort of lie, cause the lead certified, it take more than shirts and ties for the course that they provide. But of course they will provide a means of employment, which is basically a job that I'll soon be annoyed with. So this unemployment is now subject to change, cause I'm on these interviews and I'm running my game, and I'm being introduced by my government name, and I'm only out to prove that we one and the same. So for now I'm out the game and far away from recording, cause they left a message saying that I start Monday morning.
Hello, this is OCS calling for Dexter Mills. Dexter, we have work for you on Monday morning at our Banana Republic on Broadway and Spring Street in Lower Manhattan. You are to be there at 10 o'clock in the morning. Please call us back and let us know.
Guess what?
What?
I got a job today.
Woo-wee!
Then at the department store, they hired me. They said I start on Monday, and I'm going to be doing a day shift, and they're going to start me at a low pay, but they said, like, eventually I could move up and...
Oh, great. This is the greatest news I've heard. My prayers have been answered. Yeah. You got a job.
I could do the job in the daytime, then I could go to the studio at night.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, now I could go to the studio at night. I just gotta make sure that I don't stay in the studio too late, so I get up in the morning and then I catch the bus and go to the job.
Oh yeah, but when you start this stuff at night, you gotta get your rest, cause you gotta get up and get to work.
Yeah, I wanna celebrate. Let's get some Capri Suns. I wanna celebrate. Let's do it.
What? What are you doing? We just started.
Is your boy okay? Why does he wear a bra?
She's a girl.
You suck.
You suck. The boy has no skills. You're schooled by a little girl.
Yeah!
boss man, I got something to say. This here will be my very last day. This job sucks the life right out of my brain. Don't wanna go postal or insane. Seems every day I just wanna snap. Can't take no more and I'm sick of your crap. If you ain't guessed it, yup, I just quit. And I hate your guts so you can go eat shit.
Episode 287. This is Do Your Fucking Job.
Do Your Fucking Job. It's not that hard. It's what you're getting paid to do. Now, if they ask more than that, then you can have a conversation. But if your job is to do X, do fucking X.
Yeah, and it's just frustrating working with such incompetent fucks that don't give a shit.
You know what I found interesting is, like, I was watching this music documentary, and it actually was talking about Sweden and how, like, the most hits, most number one hits of all time, what country? Sweden. They've written the most number of hits in the world. Yeah, and but the weird part is that they claim that it's part of their ethos, their ethics, if you will, as a nation. So part of that is humility, right? Thinking that I'm not the best that's ever done this, and I won't be the best that will ever do this. I'm just someone doing the best that I can.
Exactly.
Right?
Why not just do that every time?
And when someone comes up to you and says to you, you're the greatest to have ever done this, you're the most amazing of all time, and will be the greatest ever in the future, to which they say, no, I'm not. They say, no, I'm not. And it's that simple. They honestly and truly believe that. And the only reason why they're successful is because the due diligence and effort that they put in and day out. They want to show up and do the job to the best of their ability until the job is done and then go home. And that is their cultural mindset.
Yeah,
and that's why they have so much success.
But they also have national health care. They probably have free college.
But it all stems from the same thing.
I know, but you know what
My
I mean.
My health isn't more important than your health. Our health is most important.
Yeah, because
if
no
you're
shit.
Healthy and I'm healthy, then we're healthy, and that's great.
Might have to do a Swedish death metal block to close out the show because I'm lacking in like three tracks.
Yeah. Well, you know, you didn't seek out my input, so you know, Swedish death metal block it is.
I don't have time for that.
You know, we got time for posts.
But yeah, man, we're just here trying to cope in the modern world. Fucking California, the drought and the heat. In his extreme, holy shit.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. It's like, I think there's still smoke. I don't know what it's from. Like, I had clear
smoke.
Now there's smoke again, and I'm like, where? I look up the fire map. I can't find a fire in like 100 miles of here. I don't know. You know, you want to talk about someone doing their job? I had some fucking fighter jets flying over my house today.
Wow.
I'm talking, not, it was like, you know, the snow angels, right? Which is like Canada's blue angels or something, right? There's like an air show nearby. And we're like right at the edge of their flight path, so where they like have to turn around.
Wow, that's badass, back. Though.
So like directly over my house, these fighter jets at like Mach speed are like just slamming on the brakes and doing like hard 90s and then shooting away. And it's like right over my house with like sonic booms. I'm like, that's fucking rad. But the point of this story is, if you want to be a fighter jet pilot, you better fucking do your job. Every little minute detail of your job, you got to fucking nail it every time.
Great advice. And the Blue Angels, we love them. And I don't know if you've ever been to an NFL stadium with the flyby, but it will make you jizz in your pants. It's so fucking sick, dude. I've only been to one ever, and I was just like, holy shit. Were they just buzz the stadium Black with like, we'll right bomb the fuck out of you, American. Dude.
And that was the next thing I was going to say. The fucking craziest part, right, is that in a way, with fighter jets, like, you're done. Because I'll tell you what, I'll see the jet about, I don't know. Like, you'll see it. It'll fly all the way past your line of vision. And then you hear, like,
oh, yeah. I remember the B-2
like,
bomber.
Gone by the time you hear it.
The stealth bomber is, I believe it's Beale Air Force Base in Marysville or whatever.
Okay.
So they're the specialists in the spy plane and the U-2 and the B-2 bomber. And two B-2 bombers went by. I was like on top of a stack at work. This is like in 2000, like 5 or 6. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And then it was like just deadly silence. And then it was like, yeah, like the loudest fucking noise I ever heard in my life. Like, oh, 35 seconds later, you're like bombed to nothing. Like, oh. America.
Like the bomb has already hit the ground.
It's so fucked up. Oh, by 30 seconds, dude. It was just so like, holy shit. But yeah, it was the same kind of deal.
Yeah,
craziest thing I've ever seen. With maybe in comparison to the Monday Night Levi Stadium. A flyover.
But again, you know, one little mistake.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Those guys are pros. Anyway.
And think about it. Like, one little mistake at fucking McDonald's, right? Oh, you didn't fucking do the pickles. I said no pickles. The fuck? Right? And then they're all put out by it. Like, dude, you had one job. Take the fucking pickle off. You couldn't do your job? Like, no wonder you're still working at McDonald's.
I know, I hate pickles too.
You had one task.
All right, here we go. More Terex coming at you. Some hip hop, mostly hip hop and punk on this one. Somehow that was the consensus with Do Your Job. Yeah, terrible work performance, dumb people. Fucking come on, man. Just the idiocy of like, and then I'll go into the next talking segment with my rants. Here we go. More music, rhyme.
And
douchebag, I realize I'm dreaming. Jesus. I got no opinion. One way or the other.
Remember I told you when you started, the guys who last in this business, the guys who fly straight, low-key, quiet, and the guys who want it all. Flash. They don't last.
You finished?
Can I go now?
Yeah. Yeah. What? Rick Fury. Lego Scarface.
Telling me that I need to get me shit together, but when I'm all on me own, I swear I feel better than ever. See, you're taking up me time when I could be writing rhymes, and I've never got no money, but honestly, man, I'm fine. Leave us be, don't be worrying, stressing on what I do. I'm a G, you can see, nobody does it like me, and I don't do it like them. I'm still using a pen, I'm real, use a pretend, give a fuck who I offend, cause I'm a fucking lone wolf, and rap need to grow up. It's not a proper job. If you don't like it, hit the door up or fold up. Like when I'm in Venom, I kill him at Texas Hold'em. It pisses people off when I go all in, but don't look, I call bluffs, I care not. I'll risk it all for what's in that box. You'll get done up, you've been outfoxed, like a bike unlocked outside the shops. Walked right on, can't write this off, like I'm back in the 90s and the mic was hot. I had to get me shit together, mate, like it or not. Now Rick's the people's champ, just like The Rock. Get your shit together, pedal, get your shit together, mate. Get your shit together, you better get your shit together. Get your shit together, pedal, get your shit together, mate. Get your shit together, you better get your shit together. Everybody loves us, everybody hates us, no one really knows us. Bullies used to chase us, back when I was nameless, in the flat watching Shameless. Lasses kinda changes, ask me dad, it's how he raised us. Fuck your sob stories, I've been broke since Donovan rocked that dream coat. I'm Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, I represent the Northeast Coast. I talk shit and get paid for it, spend all of it in one day. Watches, I'm one of the few left who stayed on it, and I'm still on the mic talking the same bollocks. There's something about that beach boy, that sea air, that shield boy, that woodbine, that ocean road, turn Pinocchio into a real boy. I'm a real boy, look at his papa, rest in peace, you can look again mama. Said I didn't do it, but I totally did it. I'm a 30 odd year old idiot still running from coppers, and I'll probably never truly get me shit together, cause I'm lazy and me attitude keeps changing with the weather. Back in 1999 I was chopping tack and playing Zelda. Now I'm moving white blocks, sprinkle pepper on me feta. Get your shit together, pedal, get your shit together, mate. Get your shit together, you better get your shit together. Get your shit together, pedal, get your shit together, mate. Get your shit together, you better get your shit together. And I'll probably never truly get me shit together, cause I'm lazy and me attitude keeps changing with the weather. Back in 1999 I was chopping tack and playing Zelda. I'm a war chief, but Fury dropped the ball, made an error.
The
station for laughter and sorrow, heartbreak and tears, and those post-therapy session blues. Emotion 98.3.
You know, douchebag, I realize I'm dreaming.
That's done in the darkness will come to light. Your talent can't retract for your karma, and now it's time. Yeah. 30 plus women won't lie. You're telling me to take up all the stories in a bundle and just push it to the side. To the left, honey, that ain't right. I remember back when you were ranting about the president cause he had five. And it's not about the numbers, dude. One is one too much, man. And now it's breaking news. Everybody knows that you suck. I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm just saying what's up. I'm supposed to love you, but you're making me tough. You were supposed to be better. I know that you could be better. If you went to the cinema Saturday afternoon, okay, and saw a character who was acting just like you do, yeah, would that guy be the pro or the antag? Mm. Did you believe in me too, or was it just a really freaking catchy hashtag? Can you prove your talking wasn't just a net? Another way to capture what you want with fake respect. At least the scrubs from their best friend's ride don't seem to hide what they think the prize is. No disguises, yeah, but with you we're coming to see that you've been cultivating all your prey meticulously and pull until you pry them fully open, tearing the seams so you can eat your fill and throw the husk you left on the street. There is no washerwoman who could get that out of the sheets. The pain is evident, but you were saying not to believe the man cause you're a vegetarian, you're passing the beef. And now that no one wants to play with you, you're taking your ball and you're leaving. But everybody knows that you suck. I'm not trying to hurt you, I'm just saying what's up. I'm supposed to love you, but you're making it tough. You were supposed to be better. I know that you can be better. Well, everybody knows that you suck. I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm just saying what's up.
Saying what's really up.
I'm supposed to love you, but you're making it tough.
You're making it a chase into impossible. Cause
you were supposed to be better.
Oh, yeah.
I know that you could be better.
Oh, yeah.
Your mother taught you better than that. You know, I know you're not a stone. I know you're not a stone. I know you're not. I'll wait. Cause your mama taught you better than that.
A message from all Australians.
I'm a barista.
I'm a doctor.
I'm an actor dressed as a tradie.
I work in an office.
And we're doing our fucking jobs.
I mean, sure, sometimes I have to work with people that I don't like, and it can be hard, but I do it because it's my fucking job. See?
Sometimes I look at my boss and I think, I could do a better job than him. But then I shut the fuck up and I do my job. Do you know why? Because I'm not a fucking psychopath.
Sure, there are unpleasant parts of my job, like looking into people's bum holes, but at the end of the day, it's just my fucking job.
When I'm asked to appear in an ad as a tradie, there are other gigs I'd prefer to be doing. I went to drama school for fuck's sake, but I put on the high viz and the hat and I do it.
Because it's our fucking jobs.
And I guess what's weird,
what's just a bit frustrating,
a little odd,
is that every fucking other person in this country seems to be able
to do their fucking jobs, except you fuckwits.
Because while we don't know exactly what your job is,
but we're pretty fucking sure you're paid a lot to do it.
Like five fucking times what a teacher gets.
But whatever your job actually is, this isn't it.
So please,
you absolute shitlords,
do your fucking job.
Authorised by all Australians, wanting you to do your fucking job.
Hey, Dylan, take the lip ring out. It's against company policy.
This one's going out to all the corporate drones out there.
Working for the man making other people rich.
slave to the almighty dollar.
You know who you are. Listen up.
Mom and dad said go get a job.
Go work real hard. Go punch your clock.
Climb the corporate ladder straight to the top.
Pay your dues someday, you'll be the boss.
But white collar life don't work, you see.
Cause I ain't no corporate worker bee.
Everybody in the house who feel like me,
get up on your feet and scream.
Take this job and shove it up your...
I will never be part of this machine, corporate society. You can't hold me back with a paycheck. This job can kiss my ass.
Hey, Tina, great work on that compete analysis.
Oh, thank you.
You should think about the management training program. We could use someone like you on the 12th floor.
Wow. I will. Thank you, sir.
Great work. Training program.
Boss man sitting around on his ass all day,
doing real good work for the company.
He don't know what's up,
but he actually does though. So what's up being fair to Ted, yo?
But the hours
are good,
and the pay
is generous.
Corporate culture straight up venomous.
But our benefits...
Oh, sorry, one second. I just gotta make sure I RSVP for this meeting. Yep, I knew it. And... sweet.
Thanks, awesome.
Cause the people at this place
are my best friend.
And when it comes to the boss,
he's my best friend.
Take this job and shove it up your...
Tina, Nate, Casper, you got a sec?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sure thing, Ted.
I will never go down the corporate road.
Ted asked us if we would pitch on the digital campaign.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, it's really nice that Ted's looking at ideas internally.
You corporate drones in your suits and ties. The boss says jump, you say how high.
Ted wants you to work on it, too.
Let's dive right in, put our heads together.
Blue sky, the whole thing, make the good ideas better.
Let's order food.
Stay here all night.
If we're pitching to Ted,
it's gotta be tight.
We do this right.
Who knows where we could go?
Yo.
One of us could get our job management position.
Down the road we could be
running this division. First we crush this presentation.
Yo, chunk it.
Got our foot in the door.
Now let's kick it open.
Work hard, good things will come.
That's just how it is, people.
Dylan, lip ring.
Ah, sorry, Mr. Abbott.
Call me Ted.
Ah!
apples are good for the brain, and kiwi are loaded with vitamins. Grapes are good for the heart. Peaches are packed with potassium. Mangoes boost your immune system.
Episode 287 coming at you. Do your fucking job.
You motherfucker, you. It ain't hard.
So come to find out, everyone that was with...
It really can't be that hard. You literally got hired to do it, so you should have some form of capability, right?
Yes. So I'd say there's probably like 50 construction workers on this site, and now it's down to 15 people, and everyone was from SoCal somehow. Like the SoCal Union. All these weirdo, like incompetent bastards. And this one, yeah, it's just funny. Like, look, I'm going back to Oxnard. They were out of the Oxnard Union.
Well,
the
you
fuck?
Know,
like, what does that make any sense to you?
No, no.
And just, you know, they were so bad. Like, holy fuck. But the GE guys were way worse. They were in like Saudi Arabia, Japan, all over the place. I got to get a little theme song first. This is a Matador confession.
Matador confession, Matador confession, Matador confession, gonna blow your fucking mind.
So they're doing some testing on the generator. This guy has a under voltage meter of 600 volts hooked up to a 13 kV generator.
And so for those laymen out there, how many volts are in 1 kV?
Yeah, so 13,000 volts.
And his reader
was for 600 volts. Oh, no, sorry, 6,000. 6,000 volts.
Less than half
of
1 kV.
Exactly. Anyway, so they have these boots, these rubber boots on the generator, like lagging where it connects. Like, you never fuck with these boots. Like, you stay away from them. Like, that's where you die, pretty much. Anyway, these idiots cut the boot with like a pocket knife apart, and they hook up this meter. And I wasn't there for this, but it's on the weekend, right? So they fire it up, and they're trying to do a walk down. It's my boss, and he says, "What's that meter hooked up to?" And he's like, "Oh, don't worry about that. It's no big deal, blah, blah, blah." So they energize the thing, and like the thing explodes, and they're just an instant fire in the generator. So then this guy dives in with a piece of cardboard, but luckily, like, the breaker tripped and opened because it was, like, I don't know, arc flash, basically.
Why would you do that?
Some idiot. And anyway, three of the guys got fired. But, like, holy shit, in the same Texas fuck.
Wait, these were employees that did this?
No, not of Calpine, of Kiewit, or no, sorry, GE.
So it's like a contract.
General Electric, yeah, the turbines are GE turbines, yeah, you know GE. Anyway, so it was this loudmouth Texas asshole that was like, if we go to this meeting, I'm like, fuck, at 4 p.m. every day. Ah, it's so brutal. And then he's all, this is a bunch of bullshit. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Or like, yeah, he just throws this fit and we're like, who is this fucking loudmouth?
Yeah.
Anyway, this guy doesn't know shit. And we're like, so what's the procedure to like commission the turbine? What's the this? And like, you know, where's the book? And he just like, I don't follow any of that. All this. And he got fired. The foreman or lead of GE or whatever you want to call him.
Yeah. Protocol.
Yeah. For
what are
sure.
you hippies out here in California doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway. It sucks, man. Anyway, we're closing out this show. Thanks for listening. And this was Do Your Fucking Job. Bye.
I hope we did our treason.
somebody. Start working on the line. I hate lazy people. Let me tell the reason why. I start to work as soon as I walk in. I work until the day I die.
Supreme Leader of the First Order, Kylo Ren, went undercover in his organization and pledged to change his company for the better. Tonight, we'll find out if he kept his promise in an Undercover Boss special. Where are they now? Kylo Ren.
I'll say it. I haven't been the best boss lately. I've been a little distracted by some personal drama.
Drama is right. Days after appearing on our show, Kylo killed his dad, cut his mentor in half, fired upon his mother's spacecraft, and is now obsessed with finding a young Jedi named Rey. So Kylo's going back undercover to get things on track, but this time as Randy, an entry-level intern.
Time to get a fresh perspective. Let's intern.
She put it on the wrong side.
Hidden cameras were placed all over the ship, and no one knows Randy is really Kylo Ren.
Hey guys, I'm Randy, the new intern. Okay, Boomer. Right? Okay, Boomer.
All right.
So, hey, what do you guys think? When Kylo Ren offers Rey his hand for the second time, do you think she'll take it?
Who cares?
I do.
Okay.
So I've learned all the interns here do all the bitch work. Clerical stuff, food and drink orders, droid wrangling.
Stop moving.
Excuse me. You know who's in charge of fuel invoices?
Oh, yeah, I think you're looking for these nuts.
There he is. Said no one ever. Everyone's been really nice so far. Some more than others.
The fleet is amassing on Exegol.
One blue star milk?
That's mine, with Sarlacc cream, yes?
Oh, I'll go back.
Don't go back. Straws? Great, we'll just suck it out of the little hole in the top. Thank you, Randy. Goodbye. Bye now. Goodbye.
Oh my God. Are you okay?
That new intern's Kylo Ren, right?
Load starship tray B, I just did that.
It thinks the tray is empty.
He broke another printer. And did you hear he killed some admiral? Earlier he came up to me and was like so in my face. He aggressed me.
That night, Kylo is invited to Friday Fun Day drinks in the intern office.
What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. I applied to be a TIE fighter pilot, and the director, he was like, the only way for a woman to fly cockpit is a direct order from Kylo Ren. Like, that'll ever happen.
The culture here needs to change. Everybody deserves a shot. If I can be a small part of that change, I will. Congratulations.
I'm so happy right now.
Maybe one of these days you'll be as good a pilot as Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren? No, I want to fly like Luke Skywalker.
And now you'll die like him too. Okay, Boomer? Well, how'd it go? I'd say pretty good. Oh, I made 4 new friends and only killed one of them. I'd say that's a pretty good start.
Must be complicated. The secret is the world can only work when everything works together. A bee drinks from a flower and leaves with its pollen. A squirrel in a tree spreads the seeds that have fallen. Everything works together. The biggest elephant, the littlest fly, the gophers underground, the birds in the sky, and every single cricket, every fish in the sea gives what they can and gets what they need. That is how the world works. That is how the world works. From A to zebra to the worms in the dirt, that's how it works. Hey everyone, look who stopped by to say hello. It's Socko.
Hey!
Where you been, Socko?
I've been where I always am when you're not wearing me on your hand. In a frightening liminal space between states of being. Not quite dead, not quite alive. It's similar to a constant state of sleep paralysis.
Socko, we were just talking about the world and how it works.
Boy, that sounds complicated.
Do you have anything you'd want to teach us about the world?
I wouldn't say anything that you probably haven't already said yourself.
I don't know about that, Socko. How about you give it a try?
All right. The simple narrative taught in every history class is demonstrably false and pedagogically classist. Don't you know the world is built with blood and genocide and exploitation? The global network of capital essentially functions to separate the worker from the means of production. And the FBI killed Martin Luther King. Private property's inherently theft, and neoliberal fascists are destroying the left. And every politician, every cop on the street protects the interests of the pedophilic corporate elite. That is how the world works.
Really?
That is how the world works. Genocide, the natives say you got to it first. That's how it works.
That's pretty intense.
No shit.
What can I do to help?
Read a book or something, I don't know. Just don't burden me with the responsibility of educating you. It's incredibly exhausting.
I'm sorry, Socko. I was just trying to become a better person.
Why do you rich fucking white people insist on seeing every socio-political conflict through the myopic lens of your own self-actualization? This isn't about you. So either get with it or get out of the fucking way.
Watch your mouth, buddy. Remember who's on whose hand here.
But that's what I'm... Have you not been fucking listening? We are entrenched
all right, all
in a...
Right,
wait. No, please. I don't want to go back. I can't go back. Please. Please. I'm sorry.
Are you going to behave yourself?
Yes.
Yes. What?
Yes, sir.
Look at me.
Yes, sir.
That's better. That is how the world works.
That is how the world works.
I hope you learned your lesson.
I did and it hurt. That's how.
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute.
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.